The West especially has been soaked and milked. We've built the structures, we've built the system. A lot of the technology that exists today came out of ordinary people taught in ordinary schools, and the big boys simply stole their ideas. They reaped the harvest, and they use this technology and the knowledge against the rest of us today. We've all worked, every generation has worked towards this great new world order, never knowing, most of them, what was really going on. And today most will go to their graves, never knowing what really happened, why the changes took place, why every part of their system has been altered, what turned their cultures upside down. Most of them will never look into the Greek philosophers who talked about culture creation and how they could reverse the norms in a culture in one generation. And those who didn't see the changes, understand them, were the very generation involved. It was done so sleekly. These are all sciences. A power elite in any country would never allow this to be done to the people if it didn't benefit that power elite. It's sanctioned by every power elite because it's all one big club, the big world club. Those who have body, soul and spirit according to themselves. That's why in the deck of cards you'll find the club. That's why that the Masonic coffee houses throughout Europe prior to revolutions were called clubs. A club is something you also whack something with over the head. Waking up, people panic, as I say, and because up until that point they think they have been conscious and that they're just now getting into more knowledgeable parts of the structure, the first thing they think is, well, human beings couldn't have done this, it's too clever. That's the shock setting in, and that part is catered for by the big boys who supply the Pied Pipers, who come in and tell you, oh, it's the space aliens who did that. The last place a person wants to look is at the power within themselves. They've never really had to. In fact, they don't have much confidence in themselves at all, in this system. We've been brought up to believe that we're so petty and so ignorant, really, when you compare ourselves to the experts, that we couldn't make the right decision anyway, even if we tried. That's a great con game, which has been very, very successful. But to look towards people who claim to be modern shamans, in a sense, who are simply using the old Kabbalistic techniques of divination is a loser's game. Because if you believe a person has that power to divine, that means that you're pretty stupid, because you don't. You become subservient to the other person. Never dawns on you, you're as equal as they are. And perhaps intellectually, even a little bit superior. That's up for yourself to decide. Others ask, is consciousness, the end goal, is that all there is? Because once again, taking from the past their beliefs and reality, they still want a form of assurance. Reality is directing your own path for yourself. In the knowledge that if you're truthful with yourself, that the path you're treading will be followed by others of a similar mindset during your lifetime and maybe after you're dead too. With no ulterior motive. And what greater thing can there be if people truly had the ability to plan and direct their future? Something that's been unheard of for the people, the public as they call them, for thousands of years. If people were conscious, they couldn't be fooled. It would take a lot more to fool them. And not the Disneyland stuff that we've been fed, which has been very successful. It would take more than that to fool a conscious population who have memory and a type of education that makes them inquire not only into the past, but the techniques used on the past, so that they might understand the techniques and the warning signs that are being used today or about to be used. Consciousness is the enemy of the elite. That's why they keep us so busy, hyped up and worried, and watching sports or dramas or voyeurism, where soap operas have people pretending to have affairs and sex every 5 minutes. All the little things, the little drives that people have, are blown out of proportion like drugs, and fed like drugs, and the teat of television has everybody sucking on it daily. And it is not for your health. Those who are awake must also always accept the fact that a good majority of the public decide that the world is too heavy with problems they don't want to know. Leave me in my own little space with my own little fantasies and go away. Well, that's fine, do it, go away. Why waste your time with them? Those people have chosen. Only they themselves can decide to wake up. The dead can be made to walk only when they're trying to stand up for themselves. That's what that means. When you pick up your bed and walk, it's because you've been asleep all your life. That's what the esoteric means. But they must want to get up for themselves before you can help them. Then you can teach them. That's all for me tonight. I hope this is not too depressing. It shouldn't be really, because behind what I say is a message of hope for those who understand it. Good night, and may your God go with you.